It is time for us to check sports, and I guess we have to start off with what the New York Yankees did again last night, playing Yankee baseball. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That one is driven deep to right center field. There it goes. See ya. Into the Yankee bullpen. A two-run shot for Gardner. And the Yankees now lead 5-2.
Let the Gardy party begin. Brett Gardner plants one in the right center field Yankee bullpen. It's a two-run blast. And the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
All of a sudden, another big two-run homer from him. Yankees three-run lead.
LeMahieu fights one off. Fly ball deep right. Going back, Hernandez. That's gone. Oh, my. How did that get out? A home run for LeMahieu. And it's 6-2 Yankees as they go back to back.
David John makes long gone. He homers to right. And he and Gardner go back to back. And a belly to belly. And the Yankees now take a 6-2 lead.
Luke Voit wraps one deep into right center field. There it goes. See ya. Back to back to back. 20th home run for Voit, and the Yankees are pouring it on.
All right, and we've got a pour it on right now. Bring in Mike Cosi. Good morning there, Mr. Cosi. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm not too bad, and I do have this highlight to play here. Are you ready?
Sure.
Kelly plays it back in and goes burrowing in after it, pumped it on further, and continued to work. Coming by now is Goodrow. Goodrow around behind. Oh, Trilli scores! Or does he? Yes! Trilli has scored in overtime, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to the Stanley Cup Finals.
OT, Stanley Cup Finals, not in the cards for the Islanders this year.
Yeah, I watched the whole game. It was a good game. The Islanders didn't have much offense. That was the difference. They were putting off the Lightning for the entire game. The Lightning were really peppering the Islanders, controlling the game, beating them to pucks in both zones. But to the Islanders' credit, they held sway for a while. They fought off a ton of penalties. There were some calls made last night. It was like, well, why don't you just give Tampa Bay an invite to the finals? Especially one at the end of regulation, when it was obviously that the Islander defenseman did not intentionally hit the offenseman for the Lightning. The Lightning guy, the way they were standing, he just skated into him, and his stick had nowhere to go but up, and hit the guy in the face, and he got cut, and you had a 4-minute major. I thought the game would have been over right there, but the Islanders fought it off, but. They just couldn't sustain any offense. They had one opportunity shorthanded in that 4-minute major, and a defenseman wound up with the puck on a breakaway, and he tried to beat the goalie short side. There was nothing there, and if he would have put a little move on, he had the whole right side of the net open, but that was it. The Islanders had that one chance, but they didn't have many more than that, and Tampa Bay moves on. But the Islanders weren't expected to do anything in this playoff series, and they got one game away from being in the Stanley Cup final. So, you know, you can never tell in sports, especially nowadays. Just ask Dan Marino. You may never get back to that point again. But the Islanders' future looks good. They have some young players. They have a good coach. They have a good GM. They should be back. But like I said, in sports, should be doesn't mean you will be. So the Islanders had a good effort here, and hats off to them. And Dallas takes on Stanley Cup in the takes on Tampa in the Stanley Cup Finals.
All right, so that is I didn't see the game, but I did wake up and I saw the highlight.
Well, even the goal was weird. The last goal, the goalie and the shooter were on the same side of the net, facing out towards center ice. They were both on the left side, so he tried to slide it in to his right, to his right, and the puck hit the post. Hit the post, ricocheted off the post, and just came back across the crease right on the goal line. And if the goalie, which you can't blame him for, didn't have, because he was supposed to have his pad on the post protecting the short side, the puck hit his foot and went in the net. If his leg wasn't in the net, the puck would have came right across the crease and never went in. But that's the way the game's played, and then the Islanders lost, Tampa Bay moves on. But the Islanders have nothing to be ashamed of, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. And nothing to be ashamed of because they went down in that series three games to one. And they really did fight back. Every game was the last game of the season. And they're a young team. If they stay together, they've probably got a very bright future.
They were overmatched. Yeah. In all likelihood, in my opinion, I think Tampa Bay's going to win the Stanley Cup. So, I mean, they lost 4-2, but except for the first game, they were in every single game. So not too bad to lose that way to the which I think will be the eventual Stanley Cup champion.
And there used to be a song by Peter, Paul, and Mary called "Where Have All the Flowers Gone?" We're going to change the name of that to "Where Have All the Pitchers Gone?" In the major leagues last night, the Indians over the Tigers 10-3, the Yankees over the Blue Jays 10-7, the Mets over the Phillies 10-6, the Rays over the Orioles 10-6. I mean, you can go on and on and on and on.
Besides "Where All the Flowers Have Gone," there's an old saying, "The chickens are coming home to roost." This is the mess that Major League Baseball made for themselves with the way that they treat their pitchers. There's no longevity. There's no depth. Nobody knows how to pitch out of a jam anymore. This is the monster you got. But this is probably the monster that Major League Baseball wanted because they want to be an entertainment facility. They don't want to be the sport. They want to be an entertainment facility. And more people are entertained when 20 runs are scored in a game than 3.
I don't know. It gets a little – when a team hits 3 games in a row, 6 home runs in each game, I'm sorry.
Yankees hit 5 in one inning last night.
And I'm not blaming the Yankees. I'm just saying it's stupid. It has taken a very important aspect out of baseball.
It's a home run derby game. There's no intelligence to baseball anymore.
Yeah, it's swing for the seats.
That's it. It's been that way. It's terrible.
Yeah, and now what makes it worse is, you know, they're talking about home field advantage for the playoffs. There is no home field advantage.
Not once you go to a bubble.
No, when you go into the bubble, there is no home field advantage.
You get the last at bat. I mean, that is an advantage because, you really don't manage that one anymore.
Yeah.
But if you played baseball the right way, there is an advantage to hitting last, but the way that these comedians manage and play, there's no advantage to it.
Yeah, I just got a feeling that the playoffs are just not going to produce good baseball. We haven't seen
a pretty safe bet because the regular season hasn't.
We haven't seen anything. Yeah, I mean, so anyways, that's my take on that. But really,
no, I agree 100%. I mean, you look through last night's scores, and you have 1, 2, 3, 4 teams scored 10 runs. There wasn't a whole lot of games last night. 4 teams scored 10 runs. I mean, come on. What are you kidding me?
And the Yankees have hit 21 home runs in 5 games.
Here's the thing. More important than home field advantage, who's playing the Blue Jays first round? Because they're getting an automatic bye to the second round.
Yeah.
I mean, like we said yesterday, they gave up 60 runs in 5 games. Well, put another 10 on that. They gave up 70 in 6. That's pathetic. And the Mets, to their credit, fell behind again yesterday to the Phillies and tied it up and won again late in the game. They beat the Phillies 10-6. So the Mets are submerged underwater, breathing through a straw, but they still have a little life to try to make the 8th playoff spot. The 8th playoff spot in the National League. Not the 8th overall, the 8th in the National League.
And I was watching a great documentary last night on the Boston Red Sox, which really the season that created Red Sox Nation when they went up against the Cardinals in the World Series, and of course, Bob Gibson won all his games and the Cardinals won. But it was a great documentary on that team, and a lot of people don't realize that team that in Boston. I guess who was a member of that team? Elston Howard. The Yankees had traded Elston Howard. And he was
what was that, 1964?
Yeah, or 65 or 66. But all I'm saying is Elston Howard was a member of that Red Sox team.
It had to be 64 because just from my memory, 65 the Twins were in it and 66 the Orioles were in it. I wasn't paying attention. I'm just a baseball historian. I know that.
It happened the year that the Red Sox player got hit in the helmet. Tony Konecny. What was his name?
Billy Conigliaro. Yeah, I think it was Billy and not Tony.
That's the year it happened.
One of the brothers.
Yeah, that's the year it happened when he got hit in the head with a pitch. But really, it was a great documentary. And if you want to see some incredible baseball and some incredible pitching, look up that documentary because it's all over the place.
You can go to any one of them. Yeah, I mean, you can go to the Mets World Series in 69. The Mets pitching was outstanding.
And just
you go to the Detroit and St. Louis World Series. Tremendous pitching with Bob Gibson, Denny McLain, Mickey Lolich. I mean, you can go to a lot of World Series and see great pitching. You just can't go to any recently.
And what was great about that is not only was Bob Gibson great in that series, and Jim Lomberg was a pitcher for the Red Sox. Jim Lomberg, and he had a great postseason. And he had to go up against Bob Gibson in the final game, which, as he was saying during the show, which was a death sentence.
a lot of people may not know, Steve Carlton was a Cardinal, and he got traded to the Phillies. And Steve Carlton's a Hall of Fame pitcher, and he got traded to the Phillies. Who did the Cardinals trade for Steve? Who did the Phillies trade for Steve Carlton?
I don't know who.
I don't know either. It must have been a bad trade, huh?
Yeah, you would think so. All right. Speaking about bad, Cleveland beat Cincinnati 35-30 last night. So who did I pick?
You lost. I won. You picked first. You took Cincinnati. So being I couldn't get to the litter box in time, I just took Cleveland just to be different, and I won.
All right. So
maybe we should do that every day.
So we go to the NFL for this weekend.
Yep.
Let me roll off my three picks here, okay? I'm going to take L.A. Over...
Which L.A.?
The Rams. The Rams over Philadelphia.
I don't know who's playing where anymore.
I'm going to take the Rams over Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take the 49ers over the Jets. And I'm going to take Green Bay over Detroit.
All right, well, the litter box gave me San Francisco, Green Bay, and Tennessee.
All right. So we agree on two, and we separate one on the third one. All right.
See how good the cat does.
All right. Any racing to talk about?
Yeah, we got one up in Woodbine, the Woodbine Mile, which has changed names many times, the Addo Mile, the Woodbine Mile. All I know, it's the big one-mile grass race up at Woodbine in the fall. And it's not a bad race this year. The field's not as big as it was. There's only eight in here, but I really like War of Will in this race. Earlier this year, War of Will won the Maker's Mark, and well, it wasn't that much early. It's usually April. This year it was only July. Won the Maker's Mark at Keeneland, going the flat mile. This horse is still training well for Mark Case over at Churchill Downs. Dropped the bullet work on September 5th, going 59-1 for 5 furlongs on the dirt. That doesn't mean anything. This horse had run on the dirt prior, but this horse does have a decent turf record, and if you won the Maker's Mark Mile against 10 horses, you're a pretty darn good horse. So my pick in this race is going to be the 10-horse War of Will. Another horse I'm going to use in here, Chad Brown, ships north of the border. Hopefully he can bring his vet with him. We're going to use the 7 value proposition underneath, and another horse that we're going to use up there, which is kind of a horse for course, is going to be the 4-horse Star Jubilee. This horse has 13 starts at Woodbine, has 6 wins, hit the board 9 times. This horse has run a mile, does run decently at the mile with 5 wins coming, 5 of 18 lifetime wins coming at the mile distance. This is a mare running against boys, however, so we're going to take a shot with the mare to run second. So we're going to go with the 8 on top, and we're going to go with the 4 and 7 underneath in the, what do they call it this year? The Rico Woodbine Mile.
All right. Now, when does the Preakness come up?
I think it's the first weekend in October, the opening weekend of Keeneland.
So we're probably going to have the Masters in golf and the Preakness back to back on weekends. Totally out of
when's the Masters?
I think the Masters is coming up in 2 weeks. I think
they changed the name of that yet?
No.
I'm sure that's coming.
They'll never change the name of that. They'll never.
Never say never, not in today's world.
They'll never change the name of the Masters. Just like they don't allow golf fans in, they allow patrons in. Patrons, you have to be a patron if you go.
What's that? What's the difference?
I don't know.
patron is a paying customer, correct?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between that and a fan that pays to get in?
I don't know.
They have to be related to a golfer?
they're patrons. They're not fans. They're patrons.
So is that? I'm being serious. Is that just their way of getting around it? I mean,
no,
there is no difference.
It's their way of making it sound a little classier.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
So then I guess the people that they allow to watch the NFL, they should call them aficionados, maybe.
No.
Right?
No, thugs.
No, those are the guys on the field.
All right. Hey, have you seen the Subway commercials with Bill Belichick?
No.
They're funny.
Haven't.
They're funny. They're very good. He makes fun of himself and other people too, but they're funny. I have to give him some credit. They're very, very funny. And he'll probably end up having the last laugh this season again anyway.
Well, we'll see because Mr. Newton, you know, he goes in the tank and he starts sulking and kicking cans around. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when he does that with Bill Belichick because it's only a matter of time till it happens.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's happened all throughout his career, so you're right. It's only
a matter of
time. All right, Michael, why don't you have a good weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
You too, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Cosio with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.